Fact number two, the empty tomb. That Jesus' tomb was empty is agreed on by an impressive 75% of all scholars writing on the subject. Let me give you three arguments for the empty tomb. First, the Jerusalem factor. Now, Jesus was publicly executed, buried, and then his resurrection was first proclaimed in Jerusalem. It would have been impossible for Christianity to get off the ground if the body had still been in the tomb. All the Roman or Jewish authorities would have had to do is go to the tomb, exhume the body, tie his ankles together, drag him through Main Street in Jerusalem, and the hoax was over. But there's no evidence whatsoever that that occurred. Second, Jesus' enemies attest to the empty tomb. Justin and Tertullian report that members of the Jewish leadership were claiming that the disciples of Jesus had stolen his body. This is outside corroboration of Matthew 28:13 and seems to be an attempt to account for a missing body. If my 10-year-old son went in and told his fourth-grade teacher that the dog ate his homework, well, that would be implying that he didn't have it to turn in. And likewise, for you wouldn't claim that the body was stolen if it was still in the tomb. Paul Meyer, distinguished professor of ancient history at Western Michigan University, writes, "Jewish polemic shared with Christians the conviction that the sepulcher was empty, but gave natural explanations for it. And such positive evidence within a hostile source is the strongest kind of evidence and becomes self-authenticating." Third, the concept of resurrection up until and even past the time of Jesus was that it was a bodily event. The eminent New Testament historian N.T. Wright has demonstrated this carefully in his new 800-page volume on the resurrection. See, pagans disavowed resurrection because they believed they would become a disembodied spirit after death. Jews held a couple of views. There were the Sadducees, who didn't believe in life after death. Rather, they held that when you died, that was it. No heaven. So they were sad, you see. Most Jews held that resurrection meant that the body that died was buried and is the same body that will be raised and transformed into an immortal body. Now, of course, if it's being claimed that the body that had died had also been raised, this implies belief in an empty tomb. Without a body, you might have said that Jesus was still alive as he claimed Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were still alive, but you wouldn't have said resurrection. And as we will see in a moment, that is precisely what the first Christians were proclaiming. So we see that there's good evidence for the empty tomb. The Jerusalem factor, it's witnessed by Jesus' enemies, and the concept of resurrection implies an empty tomb. The Jewish scholar Geza Vermesh writes, "When every argument has been considered and weighed, the only conclusion acceptable to the historian must be that the women who set out to pay their last respects to Jesus found to their consternation not a body, but an empty tomb."